Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, Ryan here. The Somewhere in the Skies podcast is a labor of love every week. And with that comes many different costs to keep the show running. That's where our Patreon campaign comes in. You give what you think the show is worth. There's different rewards available all the time, including shoutouts on the show, early editions of main episodes, bonus episodes and content, and very soon, monthly patron hangouts, where we sit back and chat all things UFOs. So I hope you'll consider becoming a Patreon subscriber today. To learn more and to join, visit patreon.com/somewhereskies. Thank you for your support, and keep looking up.
This is Somewhere in the Skies. With Ryan Sprague.
Hello, my name is Ryan Horn. I'm a musician in Abbotsford, British Columbia, Canada. This is a fairly difficult thing to do, as I'm sure you can all imagine. I'm just going to assume that anyone hearing this has probably seen things and or reported them here. If not, I mean, just, you know, it's good to talk about it. It's just, you know, be careful who you talk about it. You're not going to convince anybody, much like nobody would have convinced you prior to your seeing anything. So, thanks, Ryan, for the channel. I just stumbled on this a few days ago with these witness accounts, which is really cool. Anyway, I've had 10 sightings in the Abbotsford area here of what I think are 5 different kinds of objects, and I typed it all out for to report to UFOBC and MUFON and whoever else I could think of. And I sent one here to Ryan. So I'll do an audio version that you can hear. And so here's mine. There's quite a few. The one I've seen the most of, I'll call Cloud Guy. If you you can actually Google Cloud UFO or images of there, and you'll find eventually what looks like a smoke ring cloud with little bits of cloud inside the hole of the smoke ring, and that's the guy. Like, I've always seen him at night, and there's, you know, like, no way to take a photograph. Like, I'm sure you're, hey, have you got any video of it? Like, no, of course not. Like, you're not expecting to look up and, oh, here's a cloud coasting across the sky. And if even if you were ready, you wouldn't get a picture of it anyway. And most of them happened, you know, when cell phones weren't even a thing, or they were big bricks. So anyway, yeah, the cloud guy, it was a really weird thing to try and explain to people. You know, like, I used to say that it was like if you were in a tent and somebody walked past with a flashlight and put the flashlight, you know, from one side of the tent to the other. So it was just light. It wasn't like a hard-edged object. It just looked like a kind of a palish green, like the color I would describe as if you're in the ocean at night and you swirl a stick around in the water with no light around, you'll get that phosphorus kind of a green, palish green color. And that's about the closest thing I could describe to it then. And as far as color goes. And I thought perhaps it was like it It looks like sort of like a spotlight from one of these huge car dealerships or whatever, if there were low clouds and no beam going up, but you only see the light on the bottom side of the cloud. But it wasn't that, because they were there was no clouds. It was all starry night, and it went from, you know, when I looked up, the first one was about maybe over 45 degrees to the north, or up from the north, and went straight over my head and disappeared to the south with no tail, no distortion of the cloud thingy itself. Like, it held its shape perfectly and was round, like a not so much like a ball, but more like the bottom of a, like if it was flying like a frisbee, essentially. So you see the round bottom of it as it's going over and going away. Like I said, I didn't see any actual craft inside this, you know, cloud or any hard edges to anything, and there was no lights blinking or flashing and nothing like that, just this weird cloud thing. So I thought, okay, well, it's obviously not a spotlight from the ground, so in my brain I'm thinking, okay, well, what about this LIDAR radar or something, that like a mapping satellite that's shooting some, you know, radar or something down, and then it's messing with the ionosphere and causing that disturbance, and, you know, coasting across like this in a straight line, steady pace. So I don't know if you science people know anything about that, maybe you could debunk that. But then last year, 2021, I think it was April 19th, I think I put it on the calendar, I was watching TV and there was a Trevor Noah show was on, and they had a picture of this thing, and I jumped out of my chair. I was like, that's the guy, that's Cloud Guy, right? Paused it, took a picture with my phone, and then went online looking, and here, sure enough, here was a picture of this thing somebody had caught against a blue sky, and that's the guy. Like, that's, I'd recognize it if you put 1,000 pictures of different UFOs and one of Cloud Guy. I would, hey, there is Cloud Guy. So anyway, when I mention him in these further ones, you'll know who I'm talking about. And so the first one was Cloud Guy. We'll get into that. Is 1997, I believe, early summer. We were out night riding on our bikes. This was in Abbotsford, BC, Canada. I'm thinking June, thereabouts, because it was warm and we were out riding our mountain bikes. We used to ride along this trail in Abbotsford with no lights, just really slow. Like, it wasn't a death-defying trail, but when you can't really see where you're going, it was a lot of fun, right? You feel like you're going a lot faster. So we got to the end of our little trail route that we do. We're on Gladwin Road, on the east side of Gladwin Road at Ag Rec Park area. And this is when I saw a cloud guy here. Like I described, it was about 50 or 60 degrees up to the north. We were just looking at the stars, you know. And here he goes, coasting across the sky, like a steady pace. And it was gone in about maybe 4 or 5 seconds. And I was standing kind of further away from these guys, and like, I was just dumbfounded. Like, I didn't want to go, hey, look at that. Like, for some reason, I wanted to focus my eyes on it and see, like, what is this thing, right? And then by the time it was gone, you know, these people I'm with, you don't just turn around and see something like that, because, you know, whatever, it's, they're not like they're disbelievers, it's just, there's no point. So I kept it to myself. I may have told the wife about it, but and then the second one was basically the same cloud guy, but, and this one shortly thereafter, but the only difference was that we had a cloudier night, and I don't remember what I was doing, if I was at home or out with the dudes or whatever, and but I saw this thing again, and but only it was fainter. And it was more faint, sorry, and going above the clouds, so I would see it in between the overcast. And as it was moving, that one was going, I think it was going west, like if, but I can't, I don't know how I would remember that exactly, but that's just the kind of, as I recall. So yeah, all these recollections are just to the best of my recollection. Like, I've seen these things with my own eyes. Like, I'm not a religious person, but, you know, I swear on, you know, my life and my family's that I've seen what I'm going to describe with my own eyeballs. And that's how I've seen them. Like, I don't claim that they're from Mars. I've never seen Made in Mars stamped on them or anything else, but they just move so strangely. And, you know, you'll see as I go along here, they get weirder. But they just seem biological, the way they move. Like, we've all seen the underwater video of a shark swimming in the water. It's kind of like that, but, like, without the wiggling shark. It's just coasting straight through, like, strange, very strange. And, in Abbotsford here, we have the air show. And I've been on numerous planes. I'm 53 years old. I've been on tons of helicopters. I've seen the blimp. I've seen the Starlink last summer. It was pretty spooky, but I knew what it was by the time I had seen it. So it didn't freak me out too much. And as I know what I've seen, and I know planes. Okay, so second cloud guy. That was around, I think, also 97. And now my third... It was midsummer, also 97, I believe. It was a warm night. I was out in the backyard with my wife. She was sitting on the trampoline, and I was standing beside the trampoline. And we were just kind of looking at the stars. It was a very clear night. Must not have been a moon, because we're in a fairly big city with a lot of light pollution. And I'm just kind of looking around. I think I was looking to the east, and she says, "What the fuck is that?" And I turn around, and looking west, up about, I'd say, 45 degrees, was a big old fireball. I don't know how to describe it. It's like a fuzzy light, like no glare, no sparkle, no tail, no flame, just a round, flat light, like very, very fuzzy, though. Like, it was yellowish, orange for the outer half of it, and the inner half was more of a reddish orange, like a deeper red, but definitely still orangey. And like, when I first saw it, my eyes were trying to adjust, and I thought I might have seen four lights that kind of turned into that outer haze, but that would have happened so fast. I think it was just my eyes adjusting to the light or something. But as it went overhead, it was at arm's length. Oh yeah, go back to the cloud guys. Those were both about a quarter at arm's length in size, and crossed the sky in about, they would have gone horizon to horizon in about 8 seconds, I would say. Straight line, same altitude. Those were high altitude, like at least 10,000 feet or more. Okay, back to Flame Guy. This was really low. I'm like freakishly low. It was at arm's length, I would say twice the size of a beach ball. Quite large, like at least 1.5 beach balls. I can't say how big it was with nothing behind it to compare it in size. And, you know, like, I couldn't exactly tell how high it was. It was just this light. So if it was low, if it was as high as it looked, or it appeared to be, like, maybe 50 feet off the ground at most, then it would have had to have been about 50 feet across, I would say. At least, like, I could see roundness, but I couldn't see anything beyond the edges of this light, whether it was like attached to one of these big triangle things that you've heard about. But same sort of a light thing, right? It's like as if it were that triangle guy, it would be the light in the middle, like the huge one, right? And but I didn't see that. All I saw was light. And she says, "Oh, maybe it's a satellite crashing or something like this." And I say, "Well, no." And I'm staring up at this thing. There's no flame coming off the back. There's no noise whatsoever, no sound on any of these things that I'm going to describe. Zero noise. So, yeah, I thought maybe, okay, well, this is maybe a down, you know, like a rocket engine pointed at us, you know, like, so I'm... But it was so big and moving so smooth and slow, like this one crossed in about, I guess it only lasted about four or five seconds also, but it was so low and moving smoothly, you know, from west to east. So, I mean, any plane would have just fallen out of the sky, I would think. And wasn't sure if we were going to get burnt from this thing, or if we're going to get sucked up, or if we're going to get squished out from, you know, a plane crashing or something like this. I actually remember now holding on to the white rail going up the back stairs, and just in case, you know, like, what's going to happen here? Am I going to get pulled into this thing? I want an anchor. So that went over, and then years later, like, my wife and I, you know, might have mentioned it here and there, but just last year, I made up this, like, a questionnaire, basically. What'd you see? Where was it? This direction? Blah, blah, blah. And she remembers everything I do, like, this is 25 years later, except she doesn't remember any color or how big it was, which I find completely bizarre, because to me, that's the whole thing. Like, it was huge, and it was bright orange, orangey yellow, and then reddish orange inside. But my eyes were wide open looking at this thing after looking just at the night sky, and I didn't have to squint at all. Like, it did not hurt my eyes at all. I just stared wide-eyed right up into the center of this thing, you know, just looking, you know, what am I going to see? So that went by, and so yeah, we did that little interview thing. She didn't want to be filmed for it, and even the other day when I was filming that thing, she's like, you're not posting that, are you? I was like, no, of course not. So anyway, that was strange that she didn't remember that at all, because, you know, we were standing about, you know, 4 feet apart. Number four, I got these written down here, so this is the report I had sent in to people. Oh yeah, the afternoon one. This one's cool. We were having a bit of a party the night before at our house, and every weekend, pretty much, me and two or three of our friends would go hiking or biking, or, you know, just a little day hike or something, right? Always out in the woods. And we were a little hungover this morning, so we decided we weren't going to ride our bikes up there. We were just going to walk. So we walked up to McKee Peak here in town, and then just down below, you go over the crest and down this little trail, and there's a lookout. We call it the flat spot. So we're sitting there, buddy's having his lunch, and I'm looking around with the binoculars, and we're always making jokes. I think there's a UFO, because there's planes kind of eye level with us, these little Cessnas flying around in the fields in the Fraser Valley here, and we're up, I'm not sure the altitude exactly, but I think Sumas Mountain is 2,300 feet or something like that, and we're a little less than that, 15 or 17 maybe. So I'm watching through these little folding hiking binoculars that I had. I'm looking at these two little eagles, or not little, they were bald eagles, but they were still fledgling. They still had the brown and white splotches on them, and they're coasting along on the thermals. It was beautiful summer day, like, very warm. It would have been like August or something, like July or August, I'm pretty certain it's very warm. And because when I was looking through the binoculars, and I'm following these birds to the east, and I see something in the binoculars, so I'm focusing in as best I can, and it's so far away that I never did quite get it perfectly in focus. So but it was massive, like, essentially it was over Agassiz, I think. Like, it was that far away, maybe twice the size of a football stadium, or bigger even. I don't, like, it was just so, it would have been so huge, and the heat from the air, I was distorting it, so that's kind of how I was judging distance, was the amount of distortion around this thing. But it was essentially like a rugby ball, but with rounder ends, like, not quite as pointed as a rugby ball, and chrome, like a drop of mercury chrome, like no seams, no lights, no nothing, and it was just reflecting everything, like the whole valley, and so that's how I could see it, essentially, I'm guessing. The only part I couldn't see was the very top, maybe about a quarter, that was blue and blended in with the blue sky. But I could see about, I'd say, halfway down the upper curves, all the way around the ends and the whole bottom of it. And it was pinned in the sky, like it didn't move up or down or side to side. It was just sitting there. And like I said, it would have to have been massive. Like, there was no mountains behind it that I could see. It was only this far or anything. It was above that. It would have been about 30 to 40 degrees up from where we were, looking east by northeast, or roughly northeast. Anywho, I watched that thing for about, I would say 30 seconds, like the whole time, saying, "You guys get up here and look at this, I'm looking at a UFO, right?" But like I say, we joked about this kind of stuff all the time, and nobody was getting up. There's buddy's eating his sandwich, and the other one's looking around, I don't know. And so I'm watching it, focusing. I didn't want to take my eyes off it, like, as all of you can understand, those have seen it, you don't take your eyes off it. And your brain is trying to figure this out, right? And so finally I turned around, I said, "Get up here and look at this thing." And I went back, and it was gone. So that would have been like the one time I probably would have seen it, something go zip off into space, and I would have, shit my pants right there, I guess. I don't know. I also had the end of a branch in my field of vision, like when I was looking through the binoculars at this thing on the left side, I had the evergreen branch poking in there. So that's how I was able to tell that it wasn't moving at all, up or down or side to side. But anyways, I'm always a skeptic, but I've seen what I've seen, and I know I'm not delusional, I don't hallucinate. And I was standing on the edge of a cliff in the middle of the afternoon, bad place to hallucinate.
Do you like stories of the strange, the weird, and the unexplained? Then we want you to check out Jim Harold's Campfire. The concept is pretty simple. Jim talks to regular people about strange stuff that happens to them. And yes, that includes UFOs, along with cryptids, ghosts, and head scratchers. He doesn't exaggerate or play a lot of spooky music, kinda like I'm doing right now. The stories speak for themselves. One's like a ghost story involving serial killer Ted Bundy, or the young man who encountered an eight-legged demon. Then there's the story of an alien abduction by what could be considered a reptilian. Now, not all the stories are horrifying. Some are actually pretty heartwarming, like a visit from a past loved one or a peaceful near-death experience. Regardless, these are true and fascinating stories told by ordinary people who've had extraordinary experiences. Tune in to Jim Harold's Campfire on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to Somewhere in the Skies. And remember, stay spooky.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So then the next one I saw was quite a while after that. I think it was 2015 to 2017. Like, it's kind of a bit of a span there. I did report it, I think, to one UFOBC or something like that at that time, and then I made mention to the other earlier ones, but I can't find that in my email or anything, so I don't know. Maybe it was just a form box I filled or something. But anyway, my closest guess would be 2017, and we were living in Clearbrook. Clearbrook is just the west side of Abbotsford, essentially. I went out on the back deck around 11 at night, I would say. It was quite dark, lots of stars. And I don't remember the time of year even, but I just remember it was a very clear night, probably no moon. And I was looking to the south at, I think it was, you know, like Venus or Jupiter was there at that time, so I'm kind of looking at that. But anyway, to the right, about, you know, a fist length, at arm's length, was this weird round-ish cloud, and it was colored, like it was kind of brownish red and warbling, like it wasn't moving like a cloud, it wasn't flattening out like a cloud or, you know, coasting across anywhere, but it was moving. And I couldn't quite focus my eyes, like I was, it looked almost like a pollution or a puff of diesel exhaust that had gone up so far and then just kind of sat there in the, you know, moonlight or the starlight or light pollution of town or whatever. So I'm staring at this thing for quite a while, like I would say a good 10 to 15 seconds, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what the hell is that, right? It's just a weird looking cloud with, you know, reddish kind of brown, but not, you know, like a bright color, just kind of dingy, like a, like pollution or something. Smog was my kind of impression of it. And then right out of the center of this thing, shooting at already the speeds they were going, come about five or six what looked like the brightest satellites you've ever seen, but it was as bright as the planet to its left that I was seeing. They come shooting out of this thing, right out of the center of it. I call it the wormhole because, you know, what else was it? And they were heading kind of north by northwest. So they went up and then over our house, and I lost sight of them that way. And that was fast. Like, they went, you know, I'd say within 4 seconds, they were gone, like out of sight and over the house. And, you know, I moved back, and they were already gone. And there was no tails on any of them. It wasn't, they weren't satellites, and they weren't Starlink, because I watched this cloud for the longest time, which was weird enough, and then these things come shooting out of it, like out of nowhere, just right out of the middle of this cloud. I've seen Starlink, like I said, last summer. Weird as hell, but it's, you know, similar, but if there was only five of them and they moved, you know, 20 times as fast, you know, I had time to go downstairs and, you know, get people to come outside and look at it, and then they went downstairs and got somebody else, and they come out another door, and it was still, you know, flying by. So it wasn't that. And no tails. It wasn't something burning in the atmosphere, you know, space debris coming in or whatever. And there was no noise, and they all kind of moved side to side a little bit, like a pole position, kind of a race, you know what I mean, like a old school video game of some sort where all you get is this little blip. And so I thought, well, you know, maybe the atmosphere is messing with it, you know, making them move side to side, space junk. But if that were the case, there would be tails. You know, I've seen all kinds of crazy meteors, you know, some that sparkle and crackle. I can even hear crackling. And I've seen a lot of crazy stuff. I've seen the north, used to live in the north, and we had the northern lights and cover half the sky sometimes. And I'd never seen anything until, you know, my 30s or whatever there, late 20s. I'll do the math later. And okay. Number six. Oh, yeah. Okay. This one, we moved into this place that I'm at now. The problem with dating these earlier ones is I was, you know, the house in Clearbrook, we were there for 4 years. So I'm narrowing those down to 1997, and then you know, 98 probably for the chrome one, because then we were at a different house in 2000, I know that, and then we were at another house and a couple other houses, and then got to Clearbrook and I saw the wormhole guys there, wormhole racers I call them. So we got to this place. It was November, kind of getting late in November 2018, I would say maybe the early 20s of November, you know, because I was here doing drywall, and we moved in, and I had to do all this framing and stuff first, and then we started drywalling, so it closer to the end of November 2018, around 10 at night, I go out on the back deck in Abbotsford here. From behind me, heading west, I thought at first, oh, was that an owl? But no, it was a hang glider, essentially upside down, grayish, about the same color as the, it was quite overcast that night. And it was only lit up from the light of town. So it seemed to me that it must have been fairly low altitude, but it was going through clouds and then disappearing into more clouds. So I only saw the leading edge of it and some of the bottom. I couldn't really see the ends of the wings or anything like that. But it looked like a boomerang, except sharper on the front, or an upside down hang glider with nobody flying it. You know what I mean? There was nothing hanging under it. There was no fuselage, no lights, no nothing. It was just coasting like a shark through the water. And that only lasted a couple seconds, and it was disappeared into the clouds. And then the next one, number 7, big full moon we had in 2021. I think it was March 24th or something like that. It was in March. And I saw a pair of cloud guys this time, the first time I had seen two of them together, which was pretty shocking. I was looking west, and it kind of came from behind me, basically out of the light of the moon, and was heading kind of northwest-ish. Our house is on a kind of a weird corner, so the North Star is on one corner, so it's kind of hard for me to judge these things a little bit. So anyway, that only lasted a few seconds, and they kind of disappeared into the clouds or whatever, heading essentially toward the North Star from where I was standing. And then I heard about the cloud guy in April, so I took the picture and jumped out of my chair and all that stuff. Number 8.
May 1st, 2021.
Yeah, this one's pretty crazy. It's the same boomerang guy that I saw, like a chevron or sergeant stripe. It was almost going the same path as the two cloud guys that I just mentioned. So like almost north from the east. And this guy was, I don't know, kind of a palish gray, like a dark gray. Again, no lights, no sound, but I could see more of the outline of it. It was kind of almost the same color as cloud guys have been, like palish, greenish, not really fluorescent, not lit up, but just lit up from the city lights, you know, lighting its underside. So it was kind of heading north, northwest, north by northwest, we'll say. And I even said, "Hey, I see you, buddy." Like this time I actually, you know, verbalized something. And then right away there was a little shooting star. I was like, "Oh, that's cool." It was like, that was a good sighting. And then right away, here's another one above me that basically would have crossed paths with that one if it was, you know, later or something. The other one was later. And this one was heading south. And I could see against, like, it was different black than the sky. It was a starry night, but this one, the gray cloud guy heading west was, I would say, about 5 inches that I could see at arm's length of that thing. And then the moon guy, or the cloud guys, the pair of them were a little smaller than I'd seen before. They seemed kind of squished together. They weren't really rounded, but they were equal distance apart, maybe at arm's length, 2 inches apart, and maybe a nickel or something like that at arm's length in size. Now, these boomerang guys, they were about, I would say, 4 inches at arm's length, the one heading north. Same with the other ones, so they were around the same altitude, I figured. Seemed very high altitude, but still, you know, lit up somehow, like that the first one was. But this one was not. It was like black against the sky, but I could see the front of it and that it was moving. I couldn't really make out the back edge of it. So I'm watching this thing as it's heading south, and I notice there's a bank of clouds So I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm going to either see it go under the clouds or over the clouds and disappear, and, you know, I'll kind of have a clue, right? Or maybe I'll see the shape of it, because they weren't solid clouds. It was just, you know, lower mainland clouds. And sure enough, it went either just over the clouds or just under it, because the shadow or silhouette was roughly the same size. It didn't get larger and fuzzier like, you know, if it was being lit up from a distance above or whatever. And I could see the full shape of this thing. It was like a boomerang, essentially, but with slightly sharper point to it, traveling in the direction of the point. Not the triangle guy, but like just a full boomerang, no fuselage sticking out in the middle, no lights, no sound. And I'm watching it, and I was like, oh, crazy. And then here's another one right behind him, about like at arm's length. He would have been about maybe 2 feet behind him, but I didn't see it because I was focused on this other guy. But then when I looked back, there he was, right? He was going the same direction, same speed, just slightly off to the side from where the other one was in its path. And I guess because I was focused enough at the time that I could see the leading edge of this thing had what looked like peeling paint. It was like a black vehicle with, you know, that a shitty paint job had slowly peeled off of parts of the leading edge of it. And my first instinct was, well, maybe it's, you know, because I've gone beyond, you know, believing whether it exists or not. You know, like, I'm seeing it, it exists. Anyway, so I thought maybe it was like a static charge. You know, I was watching to see if it would move around on the front of this thing, and it didn't. It was just looked like splattered and stuck there, right? So either, you know, it had gone through some, you know, dust clouds and peeled off a bunch of paint or whatever. I'm not going to theorize on that, but that's what it looked like. Like it had a primer paint job underneath, so it was like a lighter color, maybe whitish or gray, and this was either splattered on or exposed from the black paint peeling off the front of it. So I watched that, and it went into the clouds, and I could see the same shape to it. It was the exact same thing. These were about 4 inches at arm's length, I would say. And so, yeah, there was three of them on that sighting. Number 8, I was sitting on the back deck. This was, where's the date here? August 11th, 2021. When I went inside and looked at the clock, I think it was about 11:40. At that point, so this would have happened 11:30, 11:35 p.m. These have all been at night, except for that one big chrome guy there we saw from McKee Peak, or that I saw. So me and my son were out there. It was the first night of the, there was a meteor shower going on to the east, so we had our chairs set up in front of, I've got a old Buick barbecue that I made here. It's the only place where you can get down low enough and you're hidden from the streetlights so you can actually see things without the glare. And we're watching and talking, and I look up to the north, and here around, I'd say at least 45 degrees, is what looks like a plane. Like, say, if at that altitude, I would guess the size of a Cessna, like not a huge plane. But again, it's hard to judge with nothing behind it. It's just that I could see it more clearly, sort of like if a Cessna flies over your city at night and you can see the whiteness of it lit up from the street lights and the house lights, you know, light pollution in general, and you can actually see a crisper edge on this one, right? So it's like the body, like another size thing, like when I'm looking to the south here, we got the airport over here, so I see big planes flying by. And by the time it got to down to that area, it equates to the length of a 747. But when it was above us, I kind of got the impression that it was only about the size of a Cessna in, you know, wing length, tip to tip. But this was just a tube. Like, if you can imagine the white cardboard tube of a roll of Kleenex. In proportion, with a very slight bend, nothing like a chevron or a boomerang. It just seemed to me that it had a very slight bend in the center, in the direction it was going. But on the ends, They were distorted from against the black sky with what looked to me like a fluttering black, like as if a sail had come loose on a sailboat, and it's kind of flopping around, and so you can't really see the edge of it, but or the night sky, or where it hooks onto the white thing. So it just blended into this, into the sky with this fluttering whatever going by. And as it went directly overhead, heading south, and as it disappeared, it didn't flatten out like a plane would. Like, you know, it just stayed the same roundness, the same shape. So it made me think of, you know, like they say, cigar-shaped or whatever. This was exactly what that was. But it wasn't just an angle of appearance. It was like an actual cylinder flying sideways, like not end to end, but edgeways, right?
I'd say about 2 inches at arm's length.
That one lasted about, that was one of the longer ones. I think it lasted around 8 seconds. And me and my son were both standing up at this point, you know, like I had seen so many at this point that I was, you know, a little jaded and not as freaked out as I was certainly at the first one. So, you know, I just, you know, wanted to be there and make jokes and, you know, like keep the situation calm, right? And so after a few minutes, we went inside and I put it on the calendar and all that, and I gave him a piece of paper and I went in the kitchen. I said, okay, you draw what you saw, I'll draw what I saw. And we drew the exact same thing, and we described it exactly the same, right down to the weird fluttering black whatever on the ends of the wings, or not the wings, it was the tube, I guess you would say, at the either end of this crazy white tube. And it was white, it wasn't gray or black or any of this stuff, it was quite white, and I could see the front and back edges fairly clear, no lights, no sound. Okay, so this is the last one now, number 10. This was on September 12th, 2021 in Abbotsford again. This one was actually, I looked to the kind of southeast, and it was coming up from the southeast at maybe a 30 degree angle. And as soon as I saw it, I pretty much recognized it as Cloud Guy. Like, hey, there's Cloud Guy again. But I'll go back to these crazy boomerangs, because my wife was on the couch sleeping. And that one, actually, I forgot to say that it was at 10:20 when I looked at the clock. I thought it was later, but after all this, I went inside and looked at the clock, and it was only 10:20 p.m. So anyway, I woke her up and got her out there, hoping, you know, I said, just keep watching, like, something's going to happen here, because there was just three of them. Like, there's, okay, you know, somebody else has got to see this. And I'm just losing my shit. I'm talking real loud and everything, and I could hear my neighbor over there working on something, so I assume he thinks I'm a bug. But anyway, that's what happened there. And then, so that when this one happened, she was still awake, this last Cloud Guy to the east, southeast. She was still awake, so I've seen enough of these things. I want somebody else to see them with me, you know what I mean? Like my kid did there. That was pretty intense. And he's currently a believer also. I mean, like, I'm kind of forced to be, because I know I'm not, you know, I'm not nuts, et cetera, et cetera. And so I quickly came in and said, hey, get out here and have a look at this. And she comes out and I said, just kind of keep, look that way, look that way. And by this time, there was nothing, of course. It had either gone or faded out or whatever. But that one there, like I said, I only saw it for a couple seconds and I ran in. But I'm 90%, 99% sure, maybe even very sure that it was that Cloud Guy and not a plane of some sort. It was just the fuzzy cloud moving at the speed it's always gone, not losing any shape. And that's it, and that's my story. And so that's all 10 of them, and they all happened in Abbotsford, BC, Canada. And I really appreciate everybody sending their reports in. Like, I'm not a Navy pilot, I'm not a whistleblower of anything, I'm just a guy that has seen a lot of crazy stuff, and like many of us have. And this is my first time of actually reporting this to authority types, and not even authority types, just, you know, people and organizations that are serious, I think. And even if they're not, whatever, I'll tell them about it. it doesn't matter. There's so many of us. I feel far less remarkable listening to these videos, which is quite nice, actually. So keep up the good work. Take care. Bye-bye.
Somewhere in the Skies is produced by Third Kind Productions in association with the Entertainment One Podcast Network.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.